And this is All Things Considered from NHPR. I'm Emily Quirk. This month, a new work requirement for those enrolled in New Hampshire's expanded Medicaid program takes effect. The state health department says it has worked to make that transition easy for the tens of thousands of people who will be affected. But those on the front line say they're seeing widespread confusion about the new rules that require people to report how many hours they're working in order to retain their health insurance. NHPR's Jason Moon has been talking with healthcare staff, attorneys, and people affected by the new requirement. He joins me now in the studio. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Emily.
So first, explain the new work requirement again. What is actually required of folks looking to receive expanded Medicaid?
Well, basically, for many of them, they're going to have to do 100 hours of work or other qualifying activities each month, or they could lose their health insurance. So other qualifying activities include things like job training, community service, going to school. And then there are also a number of ways you can be exempt from the work requirement if you have a disability, if you're pregnant, if you have a child under the age of six, things like that. And this all, you know, came about as a result of an agreement that happened last legislative session where Medicaid expansion was up for renewal. Republicans were in control of the state house. Basically, putting in the work requirement was the only way to make it politically palatable for the Medicaid expansion to be reauthorized. And the idea here from Republicans in putting in the work requirement is that it will encourage people to become gainfully employed, get maybe employer-sponsored health care insurance, and get off of the Medicaid rolls, thereby making it more fiscally sustainable.
And as we said, this just took effect this month. What are the main points of confusion you're hearing among those who fall under the new work requirements?
You know, it's a big, complicated system. As I just outlined, there's lots of ways to meet the work requirement. There's lots of ways to be exempt from it, and kind of figuring out where those categories fit in your personal life and your personal circumstances can be confusing for people. Some of the issues we've heard come up are how to record things like volunteer work, you know, community service, and then getting a medical frailty exemption is another one we've heard about. Basically, a doctor has to fill out a form saying you're medically frail, you shouldn't be working, but that can be more complicated than it sounds. We got one case shared with us where basically she was told twice by HHS that she was exempt due to medical frailty, but then she got another notice later on that said actually she wasn't and they needed the form that she thought she'd already sent in. And meanwhile, this woman doesn't speak or read English very well. She's now been in touch with attorneys at New Hampshire Legal Assistance who have also been kind of confused by the whole thing. So that's just kind of a smattering of what we've been hearing from people on this.
And so much of this is what you've gleaned from the interviews with organizations who traditionally help people who are on Medicaid and other programs?
That's right. Yeah. So folks like New Hampshire Legal Assistance, but also people at community health centers who deal with a high proportion of Medicaid recipients as their patient base, and also people who are subject to the work requirement, who people who've been going to these public info sessions for months and who've been receiving letters and phone calls. And, you know, we've just been hearing a lot of anxiety from them about how am I going to do this? Can I make this work? Because the stakes are high. You know, they could lose their health insurance. And then meanwhile, just to kind of add to a bit of the uncertainty and confusion about this, that there's a federal lawsuit down in D.C. The very premise of the work requirement is being challenged in court. If the judge rules against it, the whole program could be put on pause within the next few months. So that's also out there.
So this is all still relatively new. Do you see the confusion and cases like the one you just described as a small stumble in the beginning of a new rollout? Or is this a telltale warning sign of a tough road ahead?
I mean, that's the really big question, right? I mean, this is a brand new program for New Hampshire. It could be just that those sort of opening kinks, figuring out how to get people exempt, and once they're exempt, they'll be good, and then the problems will fade. Or it could look like something more like what happened in Arkansas, which is what a lot of people have been anxious about, where, you know, 18,000 people lost their health insurance because of the work requirement, which was far more than many had expected. And that's really what's concerning people is this a problem with the system itself? Or is it a problem with the way it was implemented in Arkansas, and maybe we can do that better in New Hampshire? We'll get some of those answers to that questions in July. That's when we'll learn how many people were non-compliant for the work requirement in June. And so that'll be a big first data point.
So time will tell. Well, NHPR's Jason Moon, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me.
And you can find more of Jason's reporting on the Medicaid work requirement on our website, nhpr.org.